Hello, dear sisters, and welcome back to our study in Christian womanhood. My question for you today is this. Do you know just how precious life-giving water is? Here in the United States, we have access to clean water 24 hours a day. But in so many other places around the world, such as in Uganda, Africa, where our brothers and sisters live, access to water is difficult. And access to clean water is just as difficult. In fact, if they only have access to contaminated water, well, we know that that can lead to sickness and possibly even death. Our bodies, they can only survive up to 3, at the most 4 days without water. So we understand that water is essential for life for us. And it's the same spiritually as well. In fact, Jesus tells us that He is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one can come to the Father except through Him. We're told in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And in Romans 6:23, "The wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ." So when we take a look at sin, we realize that it contaminates us. It leads to death. And so it is essential for us to know who the living water is and to have the living water. Jesus tells us He is this living water, and that when we drink of Him, we will thirst no more. So before we go any further, let's first come before the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank You for this day. We thank You for bringing us to Your word, Lord, to learn who the living water is, that is You, Jesus, and that we would learn how You provide life to us, Lord. We just ask that You do a mighty work in all of our hearts today. Amen. So let's first take a look at where we have been in our previous study. Now, we learned that we have an adversary, the devil, who prowls around like a roaring lion looking for anyone to devour. And he is the father of all lies. Well, the devil, he uses his lies to cast doubt on us so that we would doubt God's word. And when we doubt God's word, well, we tend to follow our own fleshly desires. Those fleshly desires lead us to basically disobey God. And in that disobedience, well, we sin. We go against God's word. And that causes a separation from us and God. We no longer walk with Him. And so we learn that in this separation, we basically have a hole in our heart that cannot be filled. But what do? Well, we're thirsty. We're thirsty to fill that hole. And so we look for other things to satisfy us in this world. But we can't find that satisfaction until we have a restored relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we're going to learn how Jesus is the living water, how He satisfies our thirst and gives us that new life in Him. And so today where we're going is we're going to be studying the account of the Samaritan woman at the well. And that account is located in the book of John in chapter 4. And I encourage all of you to go back to this account and read through it for yourselves to really let God give you an understanding of who He truly is as the living water. And so, as a background regarding the Samaritan woman, she came from the Samaritan people in that these were a group of people that were separated from the Jews. However, they still followed the law of Moses and believed in the first five books of the Bible. They also, however, intermarried with idolaters. And we see in the account that Jesus actually seeks this woman out in Samaria. She wasn't looking for him. In fact, I don't believe she was looking for a restored relationship with the Lord through her good deeds. In fact, we read that she had five husbands, and the one that she was with, she was not married to. And so Jesus was on his way to Galilee, and we read that there were several roads to take him there, but he chose the road through Samaria, which basically leads us to understand that he had a divine appointment to meet the Samaritan woman at the well. When we take a look, we see that the Samaritan woman, she was alone at the well when Jesus came up to her. And this is significant because it shows that this woman, well, she was isolated and most likely a social outcast due to the fact that she was living in sexual immorality. Now, Jesus comes up to her and basically crosses cultural boundaries in the fact that he comes up to her and asks her for a drink from the well. And her response is, are you even speaking to me, you who are a Jew? Now, culturally, it wasn't acceptable for Jews to speak to Samaritans, let alone a Jewish man to speak to a Samaritan woman. But this shows us that Jesus, he has no cultural boundaries. If he wants to seek us out, he's going to do it. And we may not even be looking for him at the time. So I'm going to read the account to you in John 4, how the Samaritan woman Jesus presents himself as the living water to the Samaritan woman. Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water, that is the water at the well, will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so I will not be thirsty, nor come all the way here to draw." See how this woman, she thirsts to fill that need. And she responds to Jesus's call out to her in a positive way. "Sir, give me this water," she says to Jesus. He says to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have said correctly, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you have now is not your husband. This you have said truly." See how Jesus comes to the woman, offers her eternal life through him, and then exposes her sin to her. Her response, she sees that he must be a prophet. When we take a look at God's word, God tells us that no one can come to him. No one can come to God unless he draws them to Jesus. He does the work. It is not us who go and seek God and find him on our own. No. There has to be a work, a miracle of God for him to come to us and draw us to him. And this is exactly what is happening here. And so the woman says to Jesus, I know that Messiah is coming. When that one comes, he will declare all things to us. And Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. And so now Jesus presents himself to the woman as the Messiah, as the one true living God. This is incredible, because if we take a look at our own accounts, each one of us, how we have come to know the Lord Jesus, well, we know that he presents himself to us. He shows us that he truly is the Messiah. He truly is the Christ. He truly is alive, the one true living God. At this point, we see that the woman's response is extremely positive. She is literally overjoyed. Now this is, remember, a woman who is a social outcast. Nobody in her community seems to be wanting to be around her at all. However, in her joy of knowing that her one true living God, even despite her sins, has come to her offering salvation, she can't help but go back to her people and share Jesus with them. She is now on mission, just overjoyed in sharing Christ with others. And so the response of the Samaritan people is that many of them come to believe in him as well. Just an absolutely beautiful story. And so I would like for you to see how, when we take a look at the gospel, and we learned a couple of sessions ago how we start off dead in our sins, that there's a barrier, and how we have the adversary, the devil, blinding us. But it takes a miracle of God to open our eyes and to see the Messiah and to know Jesus as the one true living God, the Savior, that we must be drawn to him through this miracle. Well, this account shows how this occurs. So I just encourage all of you today to take a look at this miracle that has been done in your heart, and how Jesus has called you to repent and believe in him, to bring you to the cross, and then send you out as a new creation on mission. And for those of you who may have not received the miracle, cry out to him. Ask Jesus to come and reveal himself to you, to show you that he is the one true living God, that your heart wants to repent and believe in him, but you need to pray to him and ask him to give you this faith, to give you this miracle. And I just find this such a blessed account that we can all really learn from. And so please make sure that you take the time to visit John 4 and go through it. And I'd like to pray us out now, and then I will be seeing you again shortly. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for the account at the woman of the well, that we can see how you have come to a woman, a social outcast, one that was sexually immoral. Lord, we can see this in our own lives, that each one of us, you have rescued us out of our sin, out of the darkness, and into the light. And Lord, if there's anyone listening today that this has not happened to, I ask that you would do the miracle in them now. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.